Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz is brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company. We have all the answers to your home, building or farm needs. Welcome to Top Pub Team, a general knowledge quiz contested between 16 pubs and hotels here in the Northwest. Asking the questions, Billy Patterson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the fourth and last quarterfinal match in Top Pub Team 2014. As usual, there are six rounds of team questions, two rounds of individual questions, a total of eight rounds, eight questions per round, 64 questions in all. The scorekeeper, timekeeper is Donald Kavanagh, and here he is once more with the rules of the contest.
Thank you very much, Billy. Well, 2 points for each team for a team question which is correct and is given through the captain. In the event that the team does not answer the question correctly, it will be passed over to the opposing team, who will be given 1 point if they answer it correctly. In the individual questions, those questions will not be passed over. If there is a tie at the end of the contest, it'll go to a sudden death playoff between the two captains.
Thank you very much. Well, in the last of our quarterfinals tonight, Dixie's Bar Strabane takes on the Lighthouse Tavern Fanad. Playing for Dixie's Bar are Anthony McGarrigle, captain, Peter Doherty, Paddy McGarrigle and Michael Kennedy. Playing for the Lighthouse Tavern Fanad are Manus McIlwain, captain, Michael McIlwain, John Dorian and Martin Kerr. Well, we tossed a coin before the game started, obviously, and Dixie's Bar won the toss but elected to go second, which means that the Lighthouse Tavern will have the first question. Best of luck to both teams, and here we go. Team questions, Lighthouse Tavern, first question. What was ambrosia? Ambrosia.
The food of the gods and great.
It certainly was, for 2 points. Dixie's Bar. How does the possum try and avoid capture?
Plays dead.
It sure does. It plays dead for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. What were maverick cattle in the United States? Mavericks. What were they?
They were unbranded calves.
They sure were. Unbranded. 2 points. Dixie's Bar. Who wrote Where Eagles Dare? Who wrote Where Eagles Dare?
Jack Higginson.
Alistair MacLean.
Alistair MacLean is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. The Huanaco and Vicuna are types of what? Huanaco or Guanaco and Vicuna are types of what?
They're a type of wild goat.
Pass it over to the other side for one bonus. I need an answer, chaps. You've got time to think about
sheep.
It.
Sheep.
They're llama. They're llamas. Llamas, okay? Now, your own question, Dixie's Bar. Where did the 1692 massacre of many of the MacDonald clan take place? 1692.
Glencoe
is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. The first active telecommunications satellite was called what?
Telstar.
Telstar is correct for 2 points. Dixie's Bar. Last question. First round. Name the Steptoes' father and son. I need both. The Steptoes.
Harold and Albert.
Correct for 2 points. Well, that's the end of the first round. And Donal will have a score for us.
And after that round, Billy Lighthouse Tavern in Fanad have 6 points and Dixie's in Strabane have 8 points.
Right, here we go. Second round, Lighthouse Tavern. Noah's Ark was made from which wood? Noah's Ark was made from which wood?
Gopher wood.
Gopher wood is exactly right. 2 points. Dixie's Bar. A heavy duelling sword with a triangular blade and a bell-like guard is called what? Heavy duelling sword, triangular blade, bell-like guard is called...
Saber.
Throw it over for 1 point to the others if they get it right. Need an answer, chaps?
A foil.
It's an epee. You both picked the wrong one. Right. Lighthouse Tavern. Which instrument does Stefan Grappelli play?
Violin.
He does, for 2 points. Dixie's Bar, what does a hygrometer measure? Hygrometer.
Moisture. Levels.
It does. Moisture or humidity. It does indeed, for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. Anatevka is a Russian village in what musical? Anatevka.
Fiddler on the Roof.
It is, for 2 points. That's what it is, Fiddler on the Roof. Dixie's Bar, who sang about Her Boy Lollipop in 1964?
Millie.
Yep, Millie. She went by Millie Small was actually her name, but she did call herself Millie. 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. What general name was given to the short-barreled rifles formerly used by the cavalry? A general term for the short-barreled rifles formerly used by the cavalry in the United States.
Musket.
Pass it across for a bonus point. Need a quick answer, please, chaps.
Carbine.
Carbine. That's what it was called, carbine. So you get a bonus for one there. And your own question. Last question of round two. What does the Achilles tendon join? The Achilles tendon joins what to what?
The lower leg to the foot.
Not good enough, thank you very much. Over for 1 point to the Lighthouse Tavern if you get it.
The ankle to the foot.
Gentlemen, it's the calf muscle to the heel. That's what the Achilles tendon joins. So no points there. Well, we have finished two rounds. And Donal is busy adding.
In that round, Billy, the Lighthouse Tavern in Fannad scored 6 and Dixie's in Strabane scored 5. The scores now, Lighthouse Tavern 12, Dixie's in Strabane 13.
Gentlemen, here we go with round 3. Team questions, Lighthouse Tavern. Which German line lay opposite the Maginot Line? The Maginot Line.
Siegfried.
The Siegfried Line is correct for 2 points. Dixie's Bar. In the 1800s, whose volunteers were known as the Red Shirts? In the 1800s, whose volunteers were known as the Red Shirts?
Garibaldi.
Giuseppe Garibaldi is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. What was the first luxury hotel built on the Las Vegas Strip? It was in December 1946, as a matter of interest. The first luxury hotel built on the Strip.
The Sands.
Throw it across for a bonus. Caesar's Palace. Quick bonus.
Caesar's Palace?
It wasn't. It was the Flamingo. Mr. Bugsy Siegel was the man who built that. I stayed in it, actually. Right. Not at that time, I hasten to add. Dixie's Bar. In which of the Gospels does a boy bring 5 loaves and 2 fishes to Jesus? Which Gospel is that?
John.
It is. It is indeed. In John's Gospel. 6:1-15. Lucky guess. Lighthouse Tavern. How did wartime tanks get their name? Where did they pick the name tank from? There are 2 or 3 possibilities. You get one of them, I'll give it to you.
They were built like a water tank.
I can't not give it to you. They were built like a water tank, and they were covered in a sheet which said water tanks. I've got to give it to you. Right, 2 points. Dixie's Bar. How did wartime jeeps get their name?
General purpose vehicles.
Exactly, GP. GP, general purpose vehicles. 2 points for you. Lighthouse Tavern. What part does Jamie Farr play in MASH? Jamie Farr.
Corporal Klinger.
He does, for 2 points. Dixie's Bar. Who is called the Scourge of God? The Scourge of God. Go ahead.
St. Paul.
Ooh, no. Throw it over for a possible bonus.
Attila the Hun.
Attila the Hun. I would have accepted Genghis Khan, who was also known as the Scourge of God. So that was a bonus point to the Lighthouse Tavern. And we have 3 rounds finished, gentlemen. Donal.
In that round, Billy, the Lighthouse Tavern in Funnett scored 7 points and Dixie's in Strabane scored 6 points. That means we're now level pegging, 19 points each.
Excellent. Here we go with the individual round. First 4 questions to the Lighthouse Tavern. Individual questions. Manus, we're going to start with you. Manus, what are crampons used for?
See, they're used in climbing for holding rope.
Well, I'll give it to you. Yes, they are. They're for climbing on ice or whatever. Michael, what word is given to a name of a sentence which reads the same backwards or forwards?
Palindrome.
A palindrome is correct. John, how many roods in an acre, John?
4.
4 is correct for 2 points. Martin, what was unusual about the giants called cyclops?
One eye.
One eye in the middle of their head. That'll do me. Yep. Now we'll pass it over to Dixie's Bar individual questions. We'll start with you, Anthony. Who is the god of wine?
Bacchus.
Bacchus or Dionysus. Yep. Happy with that. Peter, what's an American tramp called?
A hobo.
He is called a hobo for 2 points. Paddy, in the song, where is the house of the rising sun?
New Orleans.
New Orleans is correct for 2 points. Michael, what nationality was Samuel Morse? That's he of the Codebreaker. Samuel Morse, what nationality was he, Michael?
German.
He wasn't, he was an American, Michael. But that's all right. That is the end of the first round of individual questions. Half the contest is now over, and Donald will have a score.
In that round, Billy, the Lighthouse Tavern in Funnett scored 8, and Dixie's in Strabane scored 6. The scores now, Lighthouse Tavern 27, Dixie's in Strabane 25.
Well done. Here we go in round 2. But just before I do, let me remind you that the main sponsor for the quiz is Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people who have got all the answers to your farm, home and building questions. Right, part 2 of the competition. Also an individual round. We'll start with you, Manus, from Lighthouse Tavern. In golf, what is a gimme?
A shot that most people would be expected to putt.
Yes.
And it's given.
Yes. It's short enough to be conceded, I think is what you're trying to say, Manus?
Exactly.
Yeah, right, okay. Michael, here we go. What is the popular name for a crane fly? Popular name, crane fly.
Daddy Long Legs.
Daddy Long Legs is correct for 2 points. John, what's another name for the alligator pear?
Avocado
is correct for 2 points. And Martin, who invented the pneumatic tyre in 1888?
Dunlop
did, John Dunlop. Right, full house there. Dixie's Bar, over to you, Anthony. First question. What language is spoken in Brazil?
Portuguese.
Portuguese is correct for 2 points. Peter, what sweet-sounding mountain stands at the entrance to Rio de Janeiro Harbour?
Sugarloaf.
Sugarloaf Mountain is correct. 2 points. Paddy, what's the meat of a deer called?
Venison.
Venison is correct for 2 points. And Michael, Ibrox Park is the home ground of which Scottish soccer team?
Rangers.
Rangers is correct for 2 points. Well, I think everybody got that correct. Am I right, Donald?
Absolutely, Billy. We had 2 perfect scores. Lighthouse Funnett, Lighthouse Tavern Funnett and Dixie's in Strabane, 8 each. The total scores now, Lighthouse Tavern Funnett are on 35 and Dixie's in Strabane are on 33.
Here we go with the team questions. 3 rounds to go, gentlemen. Lighthouse Tavern, first question to you. Which country's flag has 3 equal vertical stripes of green, white and red? Green, white and red.
Italy.
Italy is correct for 2 points. Dixie's Bar, what is Uruguay's capital and chief port?
Montevideo.
You're getting a lot of Southern American questions today, boys, aren't you? Montevideo is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern, who was mortally wounded in the heel by an arrow from Paris?
Achilles.
Achilles. The Achilles tendon is cropped up again, gentlemen. 2 points. Dixie's Bar, which emperor had St. Peter crucified? Which emperor had St. Peter crucified?
Augustus Caesar.
Throw it across for a possible bonus to the Lighthouse Tavern.
Tiberius.
It was Nero, gentlemen. It was Nero what done it. Now, Lighthouse Tavern, your own question. Who is the hero of many Captain W.E. John's stories? Who's the hero?
Biggles.
Biggles is correct for 2 points. Dixie's Bar. The piano solo from Tubular Bells was used in the film The Exorcist. Who wrote it? Not The Exorcist, but Mike the piano
Oldfield.
Solo.
Mike Oldfield.
Mike Oldfield is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. In the film The Blue Angel, who sang Falling in Love Again?
Marlene Dietrich.
Marlene Dietrich did indeed for 2 points. Dixie's Tavern, last question of this round to you. Which Russian poet had black blood and died in a duel? Which Russian poet had black blood, not much, but he had some, and died in a duel?
Chekhov.
Throw it over for a bonus if you get it right.
Alexander Pushkin.
It was Pushkin. It was Alexander Pushkin. So you got a bonus there, Lighthouse Tavern, of 1 point for that. And we have 2 rounds left to play. So,
in that round, Billy, the Lighthouse Tavern in Funnett scored 9 and Dixie's in Strabane scored 4. The total score is now Lighthouse Tavern on 44, Dixie's in Strabane on 37.
Right, we have 16 questions to go, chaps. Lighthouse Tavern, team questioned. Which song which starts Starry, Starry Night by Don McLean, it was about which artist? The song? Go ahead.
Vincent van Gogh.
Vincent van Gogh is correct for 2 points. Dixie's Bar, what age was William Pitt the Younger when he became the Prime Minister of the UK? What age was he?
Seventeen.
Throw it over for 1 point.
24.
That's the answer, 24. So the Lighthouse Tavern gets, that's a bit young, 17 to be the Prime Minister. 24 is correct, Lighthouse Tavern, bonus to you. Now, your own question, Lighthouse Tavern. Who tried Jesus and sentenced him to be executed?
Pontius Pilate.
Pontius Pilate did for 2 points. Dixie's Bar, what is the maximum number of clubs allowed in a golf competition?
14.
14 is correct for 2 points. That's... Now, Lighthouse Tavern, who was Peter Sellers' co-star in The Millionaireess?
Sophie Loren.
Sophie Loren was indeed his co-star for 2 points. Dixie's Bar, what is the capital of Tunisia?
Tunis.
Tunis is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern, Who was Christopher Robin's nurse? Christopher Robin is saying his prayers. Who was his nurse? Answer, Manus.
Nothing?
Okay, throw it over for one bonus point.
Alice.
Alice is correct for a bonus point to Dixie's Bar. Now, your own question, Dixie's Bar. Who used the pseudonym Ellis Bell? E-L-L-I-S, Ellis Bell. What's the pseudonym?
Charlotte Bronte.
Throw it over for a possible bonus.
Emily Bronte.
Emily Bronte. Emily Bronte. So you got an extra point, one back there, Lighthouse Tavern. And we have one round left to go. And Donal is totalling.
In that round, Billy, the Lighthouse Tavern in Fannad scored 8 and the Dixies in Strabane scored 5. The totals now, Lighthouse Tavern 52, Dixies in Strabane 42.
Right, okay, let's see how we get on in this last round. Lighthouse Tavern. Who played Inspector Clouseau's deranged superior in the Pink Panther films?
Herbert Lom.
Herbert Lom did for 2 points. Dixie's Bar. What are Boy Scout rallies called?
Jamborees.
Jamborees is correct for 2 points. Lighthouse Tavern. Mad, bad and dangerous to know was Lady Caroline Lamb's description of which poet?
Lord Byron.
Lord Byron is correct for 2 points. Dixie's Bar. Which world heavyweight boxing champion was known as the Cinderella Man? The Cinderella Man.
Corbett, Jim Corbett?
No, throw it over for a possible bonus. Lighthouse Tavern.
Braddock.
That'll do it. James Braddock.
James Braddock.
Yep, James Braddock was the right answer. You got a bonus point there, Lighthouse. Now, your own question. Who wrote Watership Down?
Richard Adams.
He did, for 2 points. Dixie's Bar. Who discovered penicillin in 1928?
Fleming.
Fleming did indeed, for 2 points. 2 questions left. Which handgun, Lighthouse Tavern, favoured by James Bond and John Steed, did Hitler use to commit suicide? Which handgun favoured by James Bond and John Steed did Hitler use to commit suicide?
Walther BK.
The Walther 7.65mm is correct. That's 2 points. And the last question of the competition to Dixie's Bar. What was Luella Parsons' job? Luella Parsons.
She was a gossip columnist in Hollywood.
She's a gossip columnist?
She was. She was one of the notorious pair. Hedda Hopper and Luella Parsons were notorious. So you got 2 points for that. Well, gentlemen, that's the end of the competition. And Donald.
And in that final round, Billy, Lighthouse Tavern in Fannad scored 9 and Dixie's in Strabane scored 6. That gives us a final score of Lighthouse Tavern Fannad 61, Dixie's in Strabane 48.
Well, congratulations to Lighthouse Tavern and a good score, 61. Commiserations to Dixie's with a score of 48, but it was a good round. It was a good round. You can hold your heads up. You didn't let the side down, guys. Only one team can progress through to the semi-finals, and tonight that team is the Lighthouse Tavern. So tune in again at the same time next week for the first of the semi-final matches when Ungrannan Hotel takes on tonight winners, the Lighthouse Tavern, and the teams representing Dixie's Bar Strabane from the Lighthouse Tavern Fannad, with thanks to Canis Wilson and Tommy Rosny for engineering, and Donal Kavanagh and myself, Billy Patterson, good evening.
Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz was brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people with the answers to your home, farming or building questions.